On SEN, the Captain's Run with Kane Corns.
It's 23 minutes past 7 o'clock. The AFL have announced a new competition committee and some new members, which we will get to after our very special next guest. Channel 7, the Mayor of Perth, Basil Zemplis, is in Melbourne for the coverage of the Olympic Games. Baz, thanks for your time.
Kane, hi, mate. Terrific to be with you again. And, getting really exciting now, I must say. Yeah, today's the day. It always feels like a huge build-up, this one. Obviously longer than ever and a bit complicated as well. But yes, today is the day and it's very exciting.
Hey, what's it like in there at Seven, Basil? I mean, the coverage is already, we've already seen it. It's always outstanding and clean and crisp and we know all that. The analysis is great. But in terms of logistically, what's it like in studio?
Yeah, it's organised chaos. The people that have been running our production have been at it for a long time. Nick Barrows, our executive producer, does an enormous job under the leadership now of Lewis Martin, who's the head of sport. It's a well-oiled machine, and the backroom boys and girls are just phenomenal. And then, of course, when Bruce walks in and Thorpey and Liesl Jones and all of the former athletes, Andrew Bogut, who are part of our team, obviously, just a huge spring in everybody. Stephanie Mears, Nick Green. It's I tell you what, I mean, really, you want to have your autograph book just walking around the compound. It's quite phenomenal. And, you know, in some ways, it's different not being in Tokyo. There's no secret of that. Everybody knows that we, the commentators, are here in Australia. We've got a small crew on the ground in Tokyo, different times, obviously, COVID. But in many ways, it's almost a bit more collegiate because we see more of each other. It feels like we're on a team together. When you're at the venues or in the host city, you very rarely see the other commentators. So in that sense, there's an extra little bonus about these unusual times that we're in.
How many have you been to personally, Basil? How many Olympics?
So this is my, working on my eighth, obviously I'm not in Tokyo, but this will be my eighth, 5 summer and 3 winter. And the last two, this one and Rio taking over from, well, Dennis and then Bruce with Ray Warren in the middle when 9 had it, the big names to follow doing the swimming. And it's a brilliant sport and obviously we do so well at it and there's a lot of expectation on it. And to work with Ian and Liesl, Gian previously and Grant Hackett as well. It's really pinch yourself stuff. And look, I love the swimming and I love the athletes and it's a great environment to be around. And for a broadcaster, I must say it's exciting. I don't really get nervous with all the things I do. You tend not to get that nervous. I mean, you're always speaking or performing or doing something. And but these are the big, probably as a broadcaster, these are the big moments. The big Olympic finals are just about as big as it gets. So it's always a little bit nerve-wracking, but you know, once you've done it a bit, you know what you're looking for, you know where you can trip up and where things might go right, might go wrong. So most of all, it's just great anticipation, really excited.
Yeah, the swimming begins tomorrow night, which you'll be leading the coverage of. Does it take you some time to get your rhythm, like calling off a screen? Do you think you'll just hit the ground running or will you sort of work into it, Basil? How much practice have you done?
You certainly work into your work. There's no doubt about that. And as with the swimmers themselves, we get to blow it out with the heats and then into the semi-finals. But it does come thick and fast. And those, what will be the morning sessions here in Australia, which are obviously the finals, they are chaotic, exciting, awe-inspiring 1.5 to 2.5 hour sessions and gold medals and history being rewritten and fortunes being changed and lives being changed in those couple of hours. It's intense, but it's quite breathtaking as well. So and so many chances, obviously, from an Australian point of view. There's great expectation. I've seen some suggestions that perhaps the Melbourne Hall of 8 gold medals is not out of reach. That would be a stretch, I reckon, but certainly we've got a lot of live chances, no doubt.
If you had to say who you are most confident in the pool of winning a gold medal, who would that one individual athlete be, do you think?
Yeah, probably ever so slightly against the grain. I think everybody talking up Ariane Titmus in the 2 and the 400 freestyle, and that is absolutely no doubt. She's a huge chance against Katie Ledecky in those events. I think, though, Kaylee McEwen, by virtue of the fact that she's the 100 backstroke world record holder, and she did it only a few weeks back, I think if I had to absolutely pick one individual to lock it in, it'd be Kaylee, ever so slightly above Ariane Titmus. Our 4x100 freestyle relay women are also, there's no locks at this level, but they are probably our best gold medal chance. But from the individuals, Kaylee McEwen, Ariane Titmus, I think an enormous chance for Emma McKeon to break through for an individual gold medal as well. And you can't count out the South Australian Kyle Chalmers. Enormous, and he's a brilliant racer, and he loves this environment. And Elijah Whittington is the other one in the men's 400 freestyle. So a lot of live chances, and I think the Australian audiences are just going to go, just about to go on the ride of their lives with these games. I think it's going to be quite brilliant.
Yeah, I think so. It comes at a great time for so many doing it tough in Australia in lockdown and looking for entertainment and things to do. I mean, it's just to have a feast of sports going to be unbelievable. Are the conditions over there for the athletes? What are you hearing from your man? I think Nathan Templeton is the man over there in Tokyo. What are you hearing? The response from the athletes who have been placed under these, you know, conditions like we've never seen before.
Yeah, I think they understand it, and they're so delighted. You know, all of the training that they have done to be able to get there and to be able to compete. I guess the other big factor there is no crowds in the stands or in the stadium, so that's going to be unusual. I know from hearing Grant Hackett talk about this, his view is that once they're in the water, in the swimming specifically, it won't make much difference. Probably it'll be different after they win their event or don't win their event. That's when the crowd can help console or celebrate with you. And then many of them will be getting on a plane and coming back once their competitions shortly after have finished. But Nathan and the others that I've spoken to over there in Tokyo say, as with everything you would expect from the Japanese host, very well organised. All of the COVID measures absolutely 100% being followed to the letter of the law, and a good spirit on the ground today. It's been a bit of a subdued build-up because of the environment, but today, as they woke up today, the word from our people on the ground was, you knew it was today. You knew that tonight was the night of the opening ceremony, and it's a great feather in the Japanese people's cap, really, to get these games to this point, to get them to the start line. It would have been easy for the IOC and for the host just to say, look, too hard, we might just give it away, and unfortunately we've missed our turn. But I think credit to them, and to your point earlier, for those in lockdowns in South Australia, New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland have got their issues. You know, we love the Olympics at the best of times, and this is one of the worst times. And I think people will enjoy and embrace watching the athletes giving their best and get a smile on their faces. And we're certainly hoping that it helps put in perspective what we're going through here, but also just helps people forget what a difficult patch this is in our recent history. And it's not the end of the world, obviously. We'll get through this. But we're very hopeful that the Olympic spirit that people will see on the television screens coming through will really help lift their spirits as well right around the country.
Basil, can you hang around till 2032?
I tell you what, I've been thinking that. Josh Kay, our legendary stats man, I think you know Josh, I put a checklist to him. I threw some names at him. Who can and who can't still be going in 2032? The first name was Bruce. No one prepared to rule Bruce out. That's no. The first thing we said. 11 years, I mean, Bruce will rule himself out, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gives it a mighty shake. And if Bruce is still there and seven of the host broadcasts as well, who would anyone else want to be to be on that team? I must say it's a lure. It certainly is. And look, Kane, the AFL's brilliant. It's an incredible sport to be involved in and an incredible level of competition. It's so professional. But this is something else. And I must say it's a great privilege to have been as close to it as I've been over the years. And when I give it all away and when it gets given away on me, I will certainly look back on these times and think, wow, how lucky I have been. It's an incredible privilege to be a part of it.
Well, mate, you're a star. You're across multiple sports, so talented, as are you and the rest of your team. Can't wait. All eyes on Tokyo as the world reunites as one of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games opening ceremony. 8:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time on Channel 7. Basil, get to work. Can't wait to see you in action.
Very kind, Kane. Thanks, mate. See you soon.
Basil Zemplis, just updating the coronavirus situation in South Australia. There is one new case overnight detected in hotel quarantine. So that person was an exposure site, moved to hotel quarantine, which is confusing for the other way states do it, but that's the way they do it over here. So good news out of South Australia this morning. Let's get the latest with Alex Riddell for the 11:30 news.